Brandy, Jamie, and Violet. Ah, we beloved it. Thank you very much for joining us here. You're from the Peace Palliative Care Society, and you're joining us today. Thank you very much. Light Up a Memory campaign is underway this Christmas season. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, what is Light Up a Memory?
All right, so thanks for having us today, Keith. So Light Up a Memory is something that we do with the Peace Palliative Care Society. So essentially, it's a way for people to remember their loved ones. And so how they do that is they make a donation where they donate a minimum of $10 per name to have their loved one's name posted throughout the community. And so essentially we post their, we used to post in the newspaper, but we don't do that anymore. And so now we do things much more online and we post around the community. So we do post on our social media. So our website, our Facebook page, and as well we post like the posters of the loved one's names through various kind of key locations in the community. And we service a multitude of communities. So we are a volunteer charitable organization. So we service Peace River, Grimshaw, Dixonville, Nampa, Berwyn, Cadott, St. Isidore, and surrounding communities. So we kind of pick those key locations to post loved ones' names. And we also kind of started in the last couple years doing sort of a slide deck as well that we post. So we just kind of have that play through so people can kind of have a something else kind of to see their loved ones' names pop up.
How popular has it been for the last little while? Unfortunately, yeah. with what has happened.
Yeah, so we had to kind of change what we were doing. So essentially, when Light Up a Memory first started, I'd love to tell you off the top of my head, I don't know what year that was off the top of my head, but it's been going on for a while, and the society's been a thing since 1989. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually 95, if my memory serves me correct. So it was 95 Light Up a Memory started. So we had to change a bit because we basically post boxes throughout the community. And so people were putting their donation into these boxes. And so over the last couple of years, we had to kind of figure out how we were going to do things a little bit differently with what was happening in the world. So we scaled back the boxes. 1 year we didn't have them and we went to an online platform for donations.
Okay.
And so over the last couple of years, we've come back to boxes and online because we're finding we're getting, more people interested in donating. Mm-hmm. And so it's changed a bit. And with the economy as well, we find different years or different things. Last year, we had 132 donors and 445 loved ones remembered. For Light Up a Memory. So, and over the years, it's changed with what's going on, but it's still, people are finding it something, you know, like a tradition. So they keep, they keep doing it. Or we're, you know, attracting new people to you know, remember a loved one because they've never heard of Light Up a Memory or our organization. So,
how much comfort does it give the people who are donating and the people who are, donating in memory, as it were?
It can provide a lot of comfort. Some people really find that tradition of being able to see their loved one's name in memory of. So everyone's very different, right? Some people have a hard time with grief, and this is one of those ways to express it.
Violet agrees.
It sounds like Violet agrees, yes.
But it is definitely, you know, one of those things. And some people can also bequeath in their wills after they die if they want something like this to also occur.
Memorial donations as well, yeah.
Yeah.
How can one light up a memory, as it were?
Exactly.
So how can they light up a memory? So that's a great question, Keith. So so with the Peace Palliative Care Society, we do have a website. So peacepalliativecaresociety.ca. And so they can go onto that as one platform. We do have, from that page, we have kind of a donate button and it takes you to the online platform as well. They can print off a form if they're not wanting to donate online. They can print it off and they can mail it in. We also have our silver boxes that people probably recognize throughout the community at various locations. On our Facebook page, you can follow us there if you don't already, and there's a list actually of all the places that we have the silver boxes, and they can make a donation that way. We also have QR codes posted to the box and elsewhere on our posters, so they can just, you know, kind of scan the QR code, go right in, and it'll take you to the donate page for, and we do it through Canada Helps. So there are various ways that people can donate, and I think one thing I want to bring up too is that some people think that we have things posted around Christmas. Our Light Up a Memory campaign runs from November the 15th to December the 31st. So it actually doesn't get kind of posted to places until essentially early February, because we wait for the mail-in donations to come in as well. And we know that, you know, some people are sometimes last minute. So that's kind of when things get posted, is kind of very early February. And we've also been mailing out to those people that donate as well, a list of other, like, all the loved ones remembered, so they have that as well. I guess I could plug, yes, thank you, Jamie, I could plug a couple places for our Silver Box location. So Peace River, they're located at a cut above the Dollar Store, FYI Doctors, Hair Images, Heritage Towers, the hospital has a few, McKinchy Insurance, I probably didn't say that right, and Points West Post Office, Value Drugs. In Grimshaw, we have Elmira's, the Co-op, Grimshaw Library, the Hospital and the Long-Term Care, Multiplex, Pure Life Wellness, Radiance, Rexall, River Ranch Decor, and Stonebrook. And then in Berwyn, we have Berwyn Athletic and Physical Therapy. Napa, it's at the General Store. And St. Isidore, it's at the Post Office. And Rhonda's Hair Salon. So we have various locations of the Silver Boxes this year, and hopefully we didn't miss anybody on our list, but there's a few places they can go.
Sounds like Violet wants to accept donations as well.
I feel like she might want to.
Yes, absolutely. You mentioned some of the campaigns that are on the go right at the moment besides Light Up Memory.
So it's probably important to say first, Keith, we are a volunteer charitable organization, and we do many things. So for those that maybe don't know what palliative care is, so essentially it supports people living with a life-limiting illness or serious illness. And so where things have sort of changed over the years, people always thought palliative care was at one point just more end-of-life care, and it's not. So we look at, you know, supporting the whole person and their family through their journey in palliative care, and we can support in many different ways. So we do things like we provide compassionate support to their families and themselves, and again, respecting their wishes. We can do respite. We can sit with patients and their loved ones. So if maybe they want to step out and do some errands, or they just need a break. We do have volunteers on our society that are willing to sit with patients, whether it be at their home or in hospital as well. We do also offer some financial assistance for people going through financial hardships. So that might be in way of equipment or medication, travel and things like that. So we have some forms and things that people would need to fill out to apply for that financial assistance. We do also have consumables and equipment that we support with the palliative care rooms, Peace River Hospital, the long-term care in Sutherland Place, and Grimshaw Hospital. And we, like I mentioned to you, we do have some things kind of on the go. We have a service of remembrance that we do annually in conjunction with the Chapel of Memories and Victim Services. So it's basically a memorial service. And this year it's December 7th at 7 p.m. at the Chapel of Memories. And so it's a non-denominational, all-inclusive service, and it provides kind of a guest speaker. It's usually different every year. This year, the guest speaker is Todd Renholt, and he is very much talking about grief in the world of grief and support. So it's, you know, there's a candlelight service, there's readings, tributes, music playing, so it's kind of a nice evening for people to kind of remember loved ones. And then another thing we kind of started recently is our death cafes. And so we were wanting to bring that for quite a while. So
a death cafe is a wonderful way to get to know other people in your community and essentially talk about the elephant in the room, death. And you don't have to be dying. You don't have to have known someone who has died. But just to actually talk about the idea of death and dying, it is not a grief support. It is not a peer support. It's just more of like a open discussion so that death doesn't have to be a scary situation. I mean, it's always going to be hard, but
sometimes it feels good just to talk, right?
Exactly. And not be judged. So we usually do it, the next one that's coming up, I think, is in January.
January 18th, I believe, Thursday.
Perfect. So when you look up Death Cafe, if you were to Google it, says Death Cafe is a global movement providing a space to talk about life, loss, grief, and gratitude. Are you curious, fearful, and developing your beliefs, have stories to share, or have questions? Anyone and everyone of all backgrounds can attend, all religions, all cultures. It's safe, non-judgmental. So when people discuss death, it can be with others, it can sometimes be uncomfortable. In this situation, it tends to be more comfortable. You get to be more in the know of reality of life and make the most of our finite lives. So we do it in collaboration with Peace Valley Funeral Homes, thanks to Christy Heck.
Despite the situation, I guess, with Christmas, am I correct in saying may the light shine brightly this holiday season for everybody?
I hope so. I know a lot of times, even in the first year of death, there's a lot of memories, a lot of anniversaries, those first, right? Whether it's the first Christmas, the first whatever it may be, it can be difficult for people. So these are some of the ways that we try to help those who are grieving find a way to have some form of closure, some form of peace, while still celebrating the holidays.
Brandy, Jamie, Violet. It's from the Peace Palliative Care Society, and ladies, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we thank you very much as well, Keith, for highlighting that. So I'll plug once before we leave. We do have our website, peacepalliativecaresociety.ca, and we do have our Facebook page. So for more up-to-date information or to have questions, just let us know. And we're always looking for volunteers as well, I guess I could plug, because, you know, volunteers are hard to come by. So
in any shape or form.
That's right. So
yes.
We're just thank you for letting us have this opportunity. And Vi's like, yeah, we're good. We're good here.
Yep.
Thanks for having us today, Keith. Really appreciate it.